Hello from Nihon. This is Ike and...
This is Ako.
And today we're talking about... we're talking about love.
About love.
This is the title episode for Terrace House, episode 29, excuse me. And a lot of stuff went down. If you're a fan of this show, you're going to like this episode a lot. A lot of cringe moments and other things. We're also going to talk about what an oppai bar is. Oppai pub, excuse me.
You have been there, right?
I've been to an oppai pub before. I was invited by one of the people who was training at the gym that I used to go to.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about that in a second. But I had a point I wanted to make. What was the point?
Hannah.
Hey, really important. Spoilers ahead. Fair warning, spoilers ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about this episode, Arako?
Cringe, you said?
Yeah, it hurt.
It hurts. Like, you know, I understand Hannah's situation. I understand Ryo's situation. Hannah's just trying. She doesn't want to give up. And then, you know, I understand it's like a trying is a beauty. But at some point, she should give up, right?
Definitely. She didn't take the hint. She didn't get the hint from him.
That's right.
So many times he was leaving polite ways, polite forms of rejection.
Yeah.
Indirectly saying he's not interested.
Yeah.
Time and time again.
Do you think she get it? I think she didn't understand it.
I think she's blind by the idea of being
Maybe
with him.
Maybe love is blind, though.
Yeah, okay. Look at you being all poetic. She's just going for it.
Just going for it. But she saw their site, the Vivi and Ryo is chatting so happily.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about some certain incidences.
Uh-huh.
What's the first thing that happened? Which I don't understand. Uh-huh. I think... Okay, again... I'm getting ahead of myself again. Excuse me. Sorry. But okay, first thing, she asked Ryo if he had some free time at night.
On the night. And she said, oh, I'm going to see musical, right?
The Lion King.
The Lion King. That's great. That is a very, you know, famous musical, right? And he said at 1 o'clock it's going to start. And Hannah asked like, so what time do you finish? And of course it's 3 o'clock. It's like, it sounds so cold. You didn't think
cold?
So?
Cold? Yeah, well, yes, but I think he was struggling in his mind.
Hmm.
He was thinking of several responses ahead in a polite way to reject her. Because he knew where it was going.
Maybe
he sounded impolite with that response.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his brain was busy...
Okay.
Manufacturing some bullshit.
Here you say, according to you, their minds are always monotask.
I don't know. I'm not very good at multitasking things. I like to focus on one thing at a time. But yeah.
Yeah, and it sounded so cold, and I was so hard. I can feel her. You know, it's really hurting. It's so sad when you can feel someone you like is not interested in you, but. You know, still, I can't give up. I want to be better. Give me a chance. Yeah, right?
It's too bad.
Yeah, but from us, like, why don't you give up, you know?
Yeah, we were saying, give up. And at the same time, Kai and Vivi were there when she was asking him out.
Yeah.
And they understood.
Yeah, they understood.
Vivi's face was great.
Yeah. But Vivi's kind of hard too, you know? Vivi is more like she's getting him, right? Getting real. But she likes Hannah, I hope, I guess. They're good friends, right? It's really hard too, right? It's very like an awkward situation, isn't it? 微妙な三角関係.
微妙 love triangle.
Love triangle.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah, and Kai... He's like a priest, right?
Kai is like the priest. I think his real calling is maybe he should be a motivational speaker with a deep voice and stuff.
I guess so. Like you mean they're like a psycho?
No, like Tony Robbins or some shit.
What's a Tony?
Tony Robbins is a famous American motivational speaker.
Okay.
He helps people get through shit.
Yeah, we saw his stand-up comedy. How did you like it?
Well, you know that one of my favorite podcasts is the Joe Rogan Experience. Mm-hmm. And if any of you listen to that podcast, I'm sure many of you do, you know that, well, he talks a lot about comedy on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And that comedy is like a, it's like a piece of steel that you want to forge into a sword.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time beating mm-hmm. the metal, heating the metal, testing mm-hmm. the metal with the audiences. So, Kai,
mm-hmm.
he's got this material,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's trying to come up with a material in his brain,
mm-hmm.
in his head. He's recording it on mm-hmm. his mobile. And the idea is to take that material,
mm-hmm.
that the bit, a bit is one comedic narrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit. And he's supposed to test it
mm-hmm.
in front of a live audience, mm-hmm. right? And then he can find his timing, mm-hmm. the nuance of the words, the punchline.
Okay.
So it's not fair to me to say what we heard sucked.
Okay.
But that's for every comedian
mm-hmm.
when they're coming up with a bit. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, from listening to Joe Rogan podcast, you know, you have an unpolished stone.
Okay.
And they have to polish it and polish it and polish it until you got the gem.
I see.
So it's not fair
mm-hmm.
to say, oh, that joke is going to suck. We don't know where Kai is taking that joke. We don't
okay.
know about the premise of that joke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I think the punchline was, what was it?
Salaryman
sure already killed themselves or something.
Uh-huh.
We don't know the premise of that joke, so
uh-huh.
I can't say. But from what I heard, it doesn't sound good.
Okay,
but
I
see. But it takes time.
Okay, I see. Oh, by the way, there is kind of a different topic, but it's also like a gem, like unpolished gem.
What's that?
I got a Pepe's book.
Oh, that's right. You got Pepe's book weeks ago.
Weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you.
What's that called? What's the title of the Pepe's book?
At Mingo.
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 An Italian in Japan.
Yeah, that's right. And Italian ga minna motteru to omou na yo.
So everyone thinks that Italians are Italian men. Are telling people are popular.
Never think they all Italians.
Don't think that all Italian people are popular.
Popular, right? That's right. So mm-hmm. it's basically based on his actual, you know, their experience, right? Mingo is Pepe.
Mingo is Pepe.
Yeah, he came to Japan. He loved the animation, and he went to disco club. And
disco club? What the hell is that?
You mean club.
A club. A disco club. What is it, 1971? Okay, disco.
Club, and, you know, he became model.
I'm the old one here, not you.
Okay.
Who taught you the word discotheque?
Maybe you. Anyways, yeah. I liked it, but yeah, as you say, he's a still unpolished gem, right?
What, Mingo or Pepe?
Pepe.
Pepe's an unpolished gem?
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought so.
He's doing his dream. That dude's an action taker.
Yeah, that's really great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know.
That's not easy to draw manga, and he has to make their ideas on drawing, right? And he has to do like every month. Oh, weekly? Was it weekly?
I don't remember.
Maybe weekly.
Uh-huh.
So basically he has no time.
I'm just afraid that he's going to turn his passion. This passion is not going to be a passion anymore. You know, when you love to do something,
uh-huh.
but as soon as you have to do something, like because it's your job or something, then it becomes a job then. You understand?
Yeah, I understand that. And it's not easy. It's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is so cruel.
Reality is cruel, and deadlines are even crueler.
Yeah. I really like that, you know, story-wise, I really liked it. But still, like, just like a comedy, you know, there, if you read manga, it's like a certain kind of like a rhythm, or you know, and he hasn't got it yet, I think.
Oh, so you finished the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only one volume, right? That the first
wait,
one.
No. I don't want to talk about it. I want to make a whole pod, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
I want to make a whole podcast about that.
Okay.
I want to focus on episode 29.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, next time I'm going to talk about it.
you got to think about what is going on in Hana's brain, Hana's mind, mm-hmm. that she doesn't get the hint. She yeah. doesn't understand that.
I think she understands, but she's, you remember before she said, if you give up, if she gives up about Ryo, she can't get better or something like that. You remember?
She can't move forward.
She can move forward, right? So it's not, she said, she even said it's for her, for herself, right? But in this situation, the love, it doesn't work that way, you know?
No, you can't. Yeah. You can't make someone love you.
That's right. And so I think she should, or maybe Ryo should tell her, I'm sorry, I can't think about you as like a girlfriend or something, and she can give up, right? And she would be very sad, but then she can move forward. And like as Kai said a really good thing, like if you're dumped, if he was dumped, he would think, I want to make myself better or something like that. You remember?
No, what do you mean?
Like he said, if someone dumped him, he would think that I want to think about what's wrong with me, and he want to get better himself or something like that. You remember?
I remember they were in the playroom, and
that's
he was,
right.
And maybe I misunderstood, but I thought he was saying that you know, you shouldn't spend so much time on someone
uh-huh.
who is not interested in you.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah. So it's not so much as I'm. Let's say you dumped me.
Uh-huh.
It's not so much that I'm broken.
Uh-huh.
More or it's not that I have to fix myself.
Okay.
But I should find someone who, someone else
uh-huh.
who appreciates the qualities I already have.
Oh, what he said?
No, I could be wrong.
I could be wrong too.
I thought that that's what he was
okay.
saying.
I thought maybe I thought too much. Like if I was dumped someone by someone, I would think like that. So yeah, I feel him. But anyways, yeah, she needs to be dumped right now.
She needs to be dumped
right now. Yeah, because otherwise she can give up.
She can't give up at all. That's
right.
Yeah.
But at first Ryo looked very happy with Vivi, right? But then later, he looks more and more struggling.
Like he's struggling more and more.
Yeah, don't you think so?
Who, Kai?
No, Ryo.
Ryo was running out of ways of being nice.
Yeah.
He was running out of ways. He was sidestepping
yeah.
all of the requests. Sidestepping yeah. is a boxing term, right? So,
that's
you know,
right.
He was trying to bob and weave his way out of Hana's advances
mm-hmm.
and he's finding it harder and harder to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Top of that, there's a camera
on
him at all times.
Yeah, and if he's fucked up, there it comes to his basketball team or something.
That's right. He's
representing their basketball team.
He's right. He's representing his basketball team. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's semi-famous in the Yokohama
yeah,
area.
Yeah.
You know, he can't look bad.
Yeah.
Even though I think right. that he was on a date. I mean, uh-huh. come on. He went to see The Lion King with a friend? Come on.
No.
That was a date. A musical was a date.
You
no?
think so?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the whole thing when they're in the living room and Emika's talking about, and this is weird for you viewers out there, who saw the subtitle, they didn't translate Oppai bar.
Oppai pub.
Oppai pub, excuse me.
Oppa.
Basically, that literally means a titty bar.
Yeah.
It's a slang for a titty bar.
Oppai.
Oppai is titty.
So tell me about your Oppai story.
That's our son. Right now he knows yeah. more about Oppai than I do.
That's right.
Anyways, yeah, okay, sure. In Kawasaki, used to go to a Konami gym. So Konami, as you know, they make video games. But in Japan, they also own a chain of gyms. They have a franchise of gyms. So I used to weight train, lift weights, excuse me, at the Konami gym. And one of the older Japanese gentlemen, I'll never forget him because he also invited me to the Kawasaki Fertility Penis Festival.
Dick Festival.
The Dick Festival. But that's for another story. Anyways, he invited me out for what you call a bonenkai. Bonenkai in Japanese culture is the end, is a forget the year party. Basically, around the end of November or December, you're gonna have a party with whatever groups you belong to. So let's say you're in, let's say you're at work, you're gonna have a work party. Let's say you're part of some soccer team, you're gonna have a soccer party. And the idea is to forget the rest of the year and to look forward into the next year, right? So it's called a bonenkai. Mm-hmm. So he invited us to a bonenkai. Me, he was the organizer, and it was just a bunch of guys, right? And
only guys.
Okay. You know, he took us to a titty bar.
Okay.
Now, when you're thinking about an oppai bar, it's not like Hooters. This is completely different. Okay.
Why is it like inside?
Man, it's like a small room, a square.
Okay, like a karaoke bar,
like a Japanese karaoke box style bar thing, and there's a DJ.
Uh-huh. And DJ.
Like a guy, like an MC.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the guys sit down.
Uh huh.
And then the women walk in.
Uh huh.
And they're topless.
What about the under, like a skirt or like a thunder?
Like a skirt or something, but okay. They're topless.
Okay.
And then they sit next to us,
uh-huh.
And then they were encouraged to touch their breast.
What do you mean encouraged to?
Encouraged, like we're supposed to play with their breasts.
Why don't you touch? Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like
okay.
Play with their breasts, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea, Fuji-san, his name was Fuji-san. Uh-huh. Was gonna take me to such. Our son is laughing around. He's smiling. Titties, breasts. I had no idea.
Uh-huh.
He was gonna take me to that. He was saying strip club because at the time my Japanese was not the best,
mm-hmm.
And you know his English was not the best. But we really got along.
Okay.
And he's saying strip club, Japanese strip club.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying to me, and no, it's not because in a Western strip club, you don't touch the girls.
Okay.
You just watch, uh-huh. Unless you pay in the back or something uh-huh. like that. But, and this, our son's smiling at me right now. Anyways, we sat down and the girls sit next to us and we're encouraged to play with their breasts. And then the MC plays on some like really fast techno music.
Uh-huh.
Every other 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then the girls straddle us. They get on top of us,
okay.
And they simulate like a sex or something.
Simulate.
It's not sex because there's a bunch of guys there, right? And then the MC says, "Oh, time to switch." The guys don't move. The girls move to the next, to the next, and that's the system at the oppai bar, the oppai pub. So I've never been to a pub like that before in my life.
Do you drink out there?
Yeah, no. I didn't.
Pub, right?
I didn't, yeah. I didn't. And at the time. And yeah, it was quite an experience.
I don't understand, you know, I understand concept, but is it fun for you guys?
Yeah, it was fun.
But you can eat their apple in front of you.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's one of the things. One of the problems I have with strip clubs and oppai bars and all that in general. I mean, if I was a starving person, I don't want to see something I couldn't eat. Right? I don't want to see like a piece of chicken dangled in front of my face and I couldn't have it. It's you know. And I understand why it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a $1 trillion business. You know, mm-hmm. the whole sex industry and stuff.
Yeah.
Pornos and all that stuff. But, yeah, you know, there's other guys. Also, there's other guys next to me, right? It's my gym friends.
Oh,
my
yeah,
gym
yeah.
friends are next to me.
Is it like a private for you, only for your group? Or there's other customers there?
Maybe there's different...
Different room.
No. There's only one room in this.
Okay.
This is in Kawasaki Red Light District.
Red Light, okay.
Okay, so Kawasaki, if you don't know, is a very blue-collar area. It's between Yokohama and Tokyo. And there's a lot of Yakuza there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you come to Japan, you go to any of major downtown areas, you'll see the Japanese mafia walking around. It's not like It's not like something out of the ordinary.
Yeah.
It's very ordinary.
I see. But the question is why Emika was talking about the Oppai Pop at the site.
Did you hear my son? He just let loose a monster. Did he just shit his pants?
No, he's fine.
Right, he's fine. Okay. Yeah.
And because of that, maybe it was a good excuse for
Bill. No. The question you asked me about my experience at the Oppai Bar.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I answered it to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, yeah.
And Emika was talking about Oppai Pop.
And then, of course, Ryo's attention was taken away from Hana.
No, I think it's just an excuse.
Just an excuse?
Good excuse. Maybe.
No. I'd be wondering, too. if a girl like Emika started talking about Oppai bars, oh. I'm like, well, what? What's going on? No. I agree that...
You agree then?
I agree that Ryo wanted to get out of the conversation. But I think that no matter who... I don't care if the Prime Minister of Japan was talking to him right then and there. If he heard the word Oppai Pop, his attention would have been drawn to that conversation. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And that is still a mystery. Why she was talking about? Why was Emika talking about Oppai Bar? We don't know.
That's right. And even in Japanese, and I couldn't understand what actually they are talking about.
That's so, right.
Yeah, I couldn't get it.
And why didn't translate the subtitle Oppai Bar?
Oppai Pub, because you guys don't have Oppai Pub, right?
No, but we do have the word, the vernacular, titty bar in English. We have that word, titty bar.
Do you?
Yeah, but it's not the same thing.
Tell me, what's a titty bar like?
Well, you know, it's Hooters.
Oh, okay.
Hooters is a titty bar.
But you can touch.
No, titty bar is a vulgar, not a nice way to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you touch?
No, you can't touch or anything.
Yeah.
You get sued and everything. No,
oh,
no, no.
Sue? Really?
No. You don't touch the women at all.
Oh, I see.
Okay. You don't touch the women. And a titty bar is kind of a rude way. It's a vulgar way to say it.
Okay.
But I'm saying that because that's the way they say it in Japanese.
Yeah.
They said titty bar in Japanese. They said Oppai Pop. That's you know. Same thing. It's equivalent.
I see.
And I want to teach people who are listening to this. So if I offended you, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Ryo and Vivi.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time with the titty bar. Okay.
Yeah, so at first, you know, they looked like really good match, right? And they're talking so happily. But later, you know, when they go up to the playroom without knowing, Kai and Hana was there, and he started talk about, like, you know, basketball is my life.
Ryo started talking
that basketball is the most priority or something like that. You remember?
Yeah, but before that, you failed to mention that Kai... Mm-hmm. Was kind of coming on to Hana.
Oh, that's right. Do you think he is interested, really?
Right now, it's interesting. Kai has a really interesting dynamic with the other members of the Terrace House because everyone comes to him to cry.
And
he's the one people confess their problems. You know, or you know, he's the guy that they come to ask for advice, but no one's talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
As dating potential, which is very weird. Yeah. So anyways, he was like, yeah, you know, in English, you're very cute, you're very pretty, blah blah blah. And she was turning red.
Mm-hmm.
She was getting all bashful and shy. I thought it was kind of cute.
Mm.
And then Ryo came upstairs with Vivi
without knowing they were there.
And he stated in front of everybody that basketball is my life. The rest of you can go to hell. He didn't say that. He didn't say the rest of you can go to hell. But he did make it very clear that he's not all about dating. He's all about his basketball.
Yeah, that's right. And did you see Vivi's face?
She was nodding her head no.
Yeah, that's right. Oh no, oh my God, like that, right?
Yeah.
And after that, the girls' time, and Vivi, Emika, Hana was talking about Hana, and Vivi said, you know, he said for him basketball, his goal is the most priority. You know, I can help. I can understand what he's feeling. And the, basically, the Vivi thinks he is not interested in her anymore, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's Leo's really, really struggling right now.
Leo is struggling. He might even leave.
Because without doing anything?
He's so popular, you know, and for some reason he's not interested in any of the women.
Maybe he can't.
Maybe he's dating someone.
Lion King.
Lion King. He's dating someone. So? I mean, Lion King. Yeah.
Yeah. If they're very popular basket player got their girlfriend on TV, I don't know what their other like fans think about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a gossip thing.
That's true, and that can hurt your status here in Japan.
That's right.
Like in AKB48, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The girls, they're not allowed to have boyfriends,
that's right?
Like the girl groups not allowed to have boyfriends, mm-hmm. And SMAP and them, right? The boy groups.
Johnny's, right?
The Johnny's boys. They shouldn't have girlfriends or looks.
They don't like they don't say exactly say like that, but they're not supposed to.
They're not supposed
because
to.
Because they're idol.
They're idol. Mm-hmm. So both on both sides on Japanese girl groups, you know, the musical talents and the mm-hmm. and the boy groups on both sides, they're kind of they're told not to talk about their relationships because the fans will get sad.
Yeah, that's right. Is it happening in America too?
No, we don't have that situation. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Maybe, you know, idol, right? Idol is like a something pure.
And maybe.
That's why.
I mean, but I'm sorry, but I have to go back to the Lion King.
Uh-huh.
that's a date move, okay?
Okay,
maybe he's going to watch Lion King with his friends, his basketball team, but I highly doubt that. I can't imagine myself inviting like my friend Derek mm-hmm. or something to go watch the Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm sure some guys do that, but for me, that's a date move. I'm like, hey, you, let's go watch The Lion King and then let's have dinner.
Yeah.
That's a date move.
Maybe he should do that behind their camera.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Speculation.
Okay, so this episode is about love.
It's about love. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Anything you want to add, Uncle?
I'm sorry about our son. Next time we're going to make him sleep.
No need to apologize. I'm sure people understand. Infants are infants. And we'll talk to you next time. Oh, next time we're going to talk about Mingo.
Mingo, that's right.
Pepe's
first manga
in Japan. And I, you know, I don't know anything about it, so I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay.
We'll hope you can answer them.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Johnny.